producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now already the second day and 15. I'm back from my successful hernia surgery yesterday. Praise God. Thank you all for your prayers. Here's two excerpts of reports filed by Joe Biggs and John Bowne, and we'll be back to kick off the main transmission. Stay with us.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, over the weekend, the 143rd Airborne Battalion conducted exercise at a North Regional Texas airport.
Soldiers hit the ground running Saturday morning, taking part in an assault landing exercise at the North Texas Regional Airport in Denison.
We had a fictitious enemy situation in which we did detailed mission planning for said Lieutenant Colonel Krupp.
We had a fictitious enemy situation in which we did detailed mission planning for.
Why is Texas continuously being labeled as hostile? Why are all these enemy situations happening in Texas? What is going on? What is the military really, truly planning for? And my other question is, we spend millions and millions of dollars in taxpayer money to build these training facilities on government property so the soldiers themselves and their officers can train without being bothered, without bothering other people, and go about it, you know, in a professional manner. We have no problem with that because that's what the money is for. But there is a big problem when you start bringing these training exercises off of government property and into people's backyards. It is a conditioning. It is a psyop to get people used to seeing military presence every day.
Around 250 of the over 800 soldiers in the battalion took part in the airfield seizure operations, learning to take down an enemy. But this exercise was different.
In the video that we're going to go to, the Lieutenant Colonel even says that typically training like this does not happen off base. This happens on base. This is the reason we spend the money on these facilities, and the fact that these guys are not using the facilities is why it's alarming that they keep moving all of a sudden from these bases and off into the civilian population.
Typically, training is done on an active military base, not a public airport. But the change in location benefits the soldiers.
Gives us a different look and a different piece of terrain to actually operate over.
We're not doing this to scare people. We're doing this to bring awareness to the fact that this is conditioning. This is used as a psyop to get you, the public, to being used to seeing this kind of stuff happening all the time. So when it does happen, you're not quite ready. You just think it's another training operation.
Inside of the house, they located a body of a male individual, Caucasian, mid-40s, who appeared to be deceased. They contacted paramedics. LA City paramedics responded, checked the individual, and confirmed that he was, in fact, deceased inside of the house.
Andrew Getty, grandson and heir to the fortune of oil baron J. Paul Getty, is dead. A law enforcement source told the LA Times that Getty was found naked from the waist down in the bathroom of his Hollywood Hills estate and appeared to have suffered from some type of blunt force trauma. It's unclear whether the injury was caused by a fall or something else. A woman found in the Los Angeles home when Getty's body was discovered by police is being questioned. The same woman, Andrew Getty, worth $2.1 billion, sought a restraining order against 2 weeks ago. In 1966, the Guinness Book of World Records named J. Paul Getty the world's richest private citizen. Getty's legacy as a hoarder of wealth and antiquities is unparalleled. He was so miserly it cost him his grandson's right ear when he would not pay the Italian gangsters the $17 million ransom they demanded. During the Great Depression, Getty shrewdly diversified his ownings, picking up American oil companies. Oil reserves were discovered in Saudi Arabia in 1938. Just 11 years later, J. Paul Getty plunked down $9.5 million in cash on a tract of barren land on the border of Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. $30 million and 4 years later, that tract was producing 16 million barrels a year. The Russian oil goliath Buchan bought Getty Oil in 2000, sold it in 2011, and Getty Petroleum Oil spiraled into bankruptcy.
An
L.A. County coroner says the death appears to be from natural causes. It was originally thought to be accidental because of medication found at the scene.
Why blunt force trauma? Why is a hostile woman cooperating with the LAPD? Why were there massive amounts of blood all over the crime scene? And last but not least, was Andrew Getty really murdered? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWars. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. In the info war, I'm back. 24 hours after hernia surgery, praise God, it went off really well. I'm just concerned I feel so good that I might end up busting internal or external stitches. I mean, I felt like $1 billion yesterday after I had the surgery. I'm taking about half of the pain medication that I'm supposed to take, and I don't even think by tomorrow I'll need pain medication. Getting out of the car today, walking into the office, I had a little bit of pain. I had a little bit now, but it's just amazing the developments in MD surgery that are out there, and that's where I believe in MD medicine, as I've always had, is truly catastrophic stuff, broken legs, hernias, gunshot wounds, root canals, all of it. Amazing science. And if you shop around and find the best surgeon. So really, they did a great job at Seton Outpatient Medical Center. Dr. Livingston did the surgery. And I know a lot of folks have had problems obviously, because nothing's perfect in this world with hernia surgeries, and all doctors are not created equal. But praise God, it has been miraculous how good I feel. And I'm very, very thankful for your prayers, because hernia surgeries can go bad. They had to, I literally had intestines sticking out of a peritoneal hernia in my belly button because it had gotten bigger over 14 years from the size of a pencil eraser to the size of a silver dollar. And it was bad. Could have basically killed me if it pinched the gut. Killed my guts, that is. And then I'd have to, you know, I had something like a colostomy bag. So it's a good thing that I got over my phobia of surgery after I had a bad experience when I was 16 and got in there and got it done before it continued to pinch my intestine. They had to bring me down to the lowest level of sedation where they even turned my lungs off so that all the muscles would loosen up so they could do it properly and not hurt me more. And so I was pretty much basically almost dead. I was on a respirator yesterday for the hour-long surgery. That's never happened in my life, but I just feel so good. And it's not the pain medication. I'm on one hydrocodone every 6 hours instead of two. And I got up this morning and hadn't been on it for 10 hours and felt great. And I kind of hurt walking around, so I took one. So it's not the pain medication. I've been on hydrocodone before for a broken leg and things like that and hated it. So just miraculous. Maybe I was so stressed out, it was like a reset. Turn the computer off, turn it back on. But, man, I feel 10 years younger, and it's just a miracle, basically. So thank you all for your prayers, and great job to the surgeon, at least so far. But he is rated top in the state right here in Austin. I got the top guy rated by WebMD and the rest of it. So I want to put a big shout-out and thank him as well. Does 15 hernia surgeries a week. Did two yesterday. So he certainly knocked it out, and that's what it's all about. Now I can really hit the weights hard in about 3-4 weeks and get the rest of this weight off. And by the way, today when I get off air, I want to do an ad for Super Male Vitality because we've got the photos I took last Friday before the surgery showing what happened in the month. So I guess I went further, 45 days. Forgot about the ad I was going to do, so that'll be 45 days. 45 days later, I lost another 6-7 pounds. But what was most important is I got a big head, folks, and I've got obviously stress and cortisol release my body. So I have a little bit of jowls left, but my gut, you can actually see the six pack now. See the six pack. That's why the hernia got worse, because it was all just sucking in. I thought you lost weight and they got better, but it was the opposite effect. That photos there that we took last Friday, or a group of photos, I want to mesh that with photos of myself 5 years ago when I hit almost 280, 279, and then right through losing 40 plus pounds. And then losing that final 6-7 pounds, the six-pack. I mean, we've got it where I actually have a six-pack with a tiny bit of fat right on each side and a little bit on my... I mean, it's just amazing what Super Male Vitality has done for me. I'm not trying to go off and do a jag here. It's just that was the final part of the equation, along with the Nation Iodine and the InfoWarsLife.com products. So I'm going to voice that today at 2 o'clock. It's just a quick ad, you know, explaining that to people. I'm going off on this jag with all this incredible world news just because I'm so glad to be alive. When I was 16, I got my leg broken, had to have a pin. I've told the story before, and they had to give me 9 times the medication to put me under. I kept waking up on the operating table. They had to restrain me. I remember part of it. And then I still was waking up. And they just basically finished the procedure with me growling at them and snapping because they were scared to give me more. And they already had my leg open and the pin in from the compound fracture. It wasn't a total compound fracture. They have another name for it where it doesn't come out of the skin, but it basically comes within, you know, a tenth of a millimeter.
It's called a spiral fracture.
A spiral fracture. CJ literally knows everything. I had a spiral fracture, a big long one down the side, and they had to fix it and put a bunch of screws and stuff in there. And it was hell on earth. I mean, I was alive, awake for surgery. It's like a Slayer song. Surgery with no anesthesia. Rain blood. Angel of death flying free. It was not fun. Needless to say. I remember the surgeon cussing. He had a heart attack and died 2 weeks later. I'm not saying I did that to him. He was a former NFL player, the top orthopedic surgeon in Dallas. So my dad got me a really great guy. He had a heart attack like a week and a half later and then died about a week after that, I guess. But the point of this is, I remember this huge surgeon going, "God, DD, what's going on here? And what are you doing?" And they said they never saw anything like it, the thrashing, the fighting. But then I was talking to this anesthesiologist, this doctor, who was a listener, it turned out, who actually knew through one of our sources at the University of Texas in the psychology department from a film we made. And I'd had drinks with him like 15 years ago a couple times at parties. And he said, "Don't worry, the new stuff, we'll give you a regular dose. I predict it's going to knock you out. We'll give you some other stuff to basically turn your lungs off and you know, get all your muscles relaxed." And he came in at the end. He goes, "No, it took double. It took double. Sorry I'm harping on this. I've got all this news to cover." It was just so interesting that he was like, "That's a lot. We gave you, you know, for a 235-pound man, we gave you a good dose, and then it took four pins, not two. Four injections full to keep me under." So I don't know what's going on with my physiology, but it's not nine times. And then they were unsuccessful. Basically, they gave me enough to kill a horse, and it wouldn't work. That didn't happen yesterday, so thank God. Can you imagine why I was scared? But I just got up and did it, so thank you. I'm not scared of a lot of stuff, but I was scared of leaving my kids behind, leaving the info war behind. But I'm here. Again, not the surgery I was worried about, but the anesthesia. There is so much news to cover. It is all off the charts, as usual. Remember a couple years ago, the amazing statements in Reuters, of all places? Interpol chief armed citizens globally to prevent terror attacks. He said, do like Western and Southern states in the U.S. and Vermont has done, have open or concealed carry to stop Islamic Jihad, Al-Qaeda attacks. Amazing. Common sense. Well, now we've had the very group, Islamic State, that's who runs this group in Kenya, go into a Christian college and kill 15 people. And the Christian college is nice and open, so it allows Muslims to go there as well. They would ask, "Are you Muslim?" And they would ask you to quote different parts of the Quran. If you didn't, they would blow your head off with pleasure. And Obama will not call them radical Islamics. He will not even say radical, but they'll spend all day on MSNBC saying, "Arrest the Tea Party, indict everyone," and they've decided not to investigate Lois Lerner. All charges have been dropped. So they're going to persecute Christians and then let Islamic State, that's what it is, under a new name, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda Islamic State, come in, kill 15 people, and they promised to hit the U.S. Remember a month ago, the FBI said all 50 states have ISIS in them. And guess what? They do. They're all over the internet. They're real people. They're threatening us on a routine basis to the point of there's been awesome police department investigations. I'm not supposed to say more than that. But we actually have these people running around in Austin. It's a total infiltration. This government is treason at the top. They're going to use these crises and the Stinger missiles Hillary Clinton gave them from Benghazi, and she's not getting in trouble. Makes me so angry. Islamic gunmen, and you see it in the news now, they're threatening other reporters, they're threatening police departments, and ISIS just gets to sit there and do whatever they want because they're not even extreme when they killed 300,000+ people under the Al-Qaeda banner in Libya and Syria the last 5 years. Islamic gunmen stormed Kenyan college, killed 15 Christians targeted. This is out of CNN. Kenyan soldiers take cover as shots are fired in front of the Garissa University College. At least 15 people were killed today when a swarm of gunmen stormed the university before dawn. And it goes over to any Al-Qaeda gunmen come around here, we got every door covered. I mean, Al-Qaeda can show up in an armored vehicle. We got two Barretts ready. Lapuas ready. M4s ready. Riot shotguns ready. Whole nine yards. And we don't think that's going to happen because they don't attack hard targets. They attack soft targets. We've got, I put in armored doors now. Oh, that's right. So that's just how we operate in Texas. But not in places where the citizens can't own guns. And in Kenya, they're calling for arming citizens, that men and women who want to go take a quick week-long course can then be given a government-registered gun. And that's not perfect, but at least they're recognizing the answer is arming the good guys to take out the bad guys so you don't just sit there and get down in a ditch and have your head blown off. I mean, I've got firearms right here. People think that's so alien. No, I'm not a prey. I'm not a predator either. I'm a sheepdog. By the way, I've always used that allegory. It's an old Texas allegory. It's not just in Texas. I didn't get that from American Sniper. That's art imitating life, but it's true. I've got teeth. I'm ready to bite. I'm not attacking the sheep, but I'm not a wolf. And wolves better watch it. We are trying to raise a...
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN. Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Breathing is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy now when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
By the way, we had one of the heirs to John Paul Getty, Andrew Getty, to show you how these globalists end up, dying from traumatic injury to the rectal area. Andrew Getty took so much cocaine, according to the Daily Mail and Witnesses, I wouldn't be surprised if his heart just gave out. Old friend reveals the party-hard lifestyle of oil heir who died in his mansion. Yeah, I was out in California last weekend, and was in some of these Hollywood circles, and I tell you, it is very sad to see what power and money does to most people. And, of course, it was John Paul Getty, the oil baron who brought Arnold Schwarzenegger to England and then to the United States. I'll just leave it at that. But I guess his tastes were a little different than his grandson's, who likes women. Just saying. I mean, it's okay that Hillary likes women or Schwarzenegger was on the cover of gay porno mags. I just don't want to hear the Democrats always claiming that the Republican Party is homophobic when most of the leadership is homosexual. And that's how they blackmail them, using these strictures to follow along with the entire globalist program. But here it is. Paramedics found Getty bleeding. I saw that in the LA Times, but here is it in the Daily Mail, from traumatic injury to the rectal area. So, looks like he was probably having a little too much fun with his girlfriend. So, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just not a senseless piece of tabloid news. I don't normally cover things like that, but when it ties into the Gettys, who are big New World Order globalists, and so stingy that the main baron would make family when they stayed at his house, make phone calls on a payphone he had in the living room, and pay, like a hotel, hundreds of dollars a night, that's equivalent to thousands today, to stay in one of the rooms, even though he was the, quote, richest man on paper in the world. These are the type of people we're talking about. In fact, at Bilderberg, they never tip. People like Hillary and others, it comes out in the news, do not give tips. They're all about love and liberalness, and then you catch them fencing blood out of prisons to Canada to give over 1 million people HIV and hepatitis, as well as other deadly pathogens. Remember the whole blood scandal of the 90s? I mean, you name it. Raiding half the money that was given for kids in Haiti. Comes out in the news, nobody gets in trouble. The Clintons. Murders all around them. Just incredible corruption. Hillary going after cocktail waitresses, 2-3 at a time. That's not chauvinistic because she's a woman. See, they're above the law. They are the liberals. So if they want to feed your kids rotten food, literally slated to be fed to pigs, we have that news report coming up, video of Michelle Obama's healthy lunches are literally pig food. If they want to do all that, it's A-OK. If Hillary doesn't want to tip people, it's A-OK. If they want to skimp out on bills, it's A-OK. And then you get to pay for the Clintons' New Year's vacation to the Dominican Republic, even though he's a former president, over $100,000 for Hillary and all of her friends to go have a good time. That's nothing compared to the tens of millions every time Obama goes somewhere. It's just this corrupt ruling class that then criticizes capitalism and the middle class, and the middle class wanting to have nice houses and swimming pools and cars, and tells Africans you can't have air conditioning or a car. Not we should get clean cars and air conditioning. No, you can't have it. Because if you have it, you might get uppity. If you have it, you might start actually wanting to get politically involved. And we don't want you to have any money to be self-sufficient. We want you under our control like slaves back in a pen. That's how the Romans controlled slaves. It's how slavery was done in this country, is you kept people illiterate and you kept them at a subservient subsistence level, and you broke the men up from the women, and you kept the women as the house slaves over the men. That's modern feminism, is directly translated out of a Roman slave manual on controlling Gaul and Germanic slaves, then translated into French over 350 years ago for Caribbean sugarcane plantations. You can look it up. We'll do a report on that and dig it back up. And then translated into modern feminism today is a Roman plantation manual. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are long. We are go. The emergency organic human beacon. That is the InfoWar. It's made up of myself, our crew, and every man, woman, and child across this globe that wants to understand the scientific, technocratic takeover that has been designed, publicly announced, and is being launched against humanity currently. Here's how my brain works. I get up at about 6:30 this morning. I go down to the government computer interface. That's what the internet is. I interface with Infowars.com on that DARPA system. And I am aware of a surveillance grid the entire time I am. And I then notice the headline on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com, Islamic gunman storm Kenyon College, 15 killed, Christians targeted. And I read the article with the latest updates, and then I immediately remember, boom, when they attacked the mall a couple years ago, killing a huge amount of people, much larger than this attack, asking if they were Christians and then killing them, the media first tried to just say they weren't just targeting Christians. That's the political correctness. And Obama, of course, came out and said there is not such a thing as radical Islam. We will not even call it terrorism. And he said it again recently. And then I remember the Interpol chief coming out with a moment of sanity, a tiny light in a vast ocean of dark fraud, and the headline, Interpol chief, and of course we have it from Infowars.com, you pull it up in Reuters, that's where it was, let's pull up the original article if we can, armed citizens globally to prevent terror attacks. Interpol Secretary General Ronald Noble said something noble. Told ABC News that one of the only ways to prevent terrorists from hitting soft targets was to arm citizens globally, noting that the Westgate Mall siege would have averted and would have been over far quicker if it had taken place in gun-friendly areas like Denver or Texas, showing he doesn't really get his social topography down correctly. Denver's not as free as it used to be, but let's just say Vermont or Texas or Arizona. And that's why these Islamists don't hit those targets. Because I'll assure you, you hit a mall in Texas, you're going to have probably, if it's a full mall, 100 good old boys who aren't going to wait around the corner under their training like the police. And I'm not knocking that training, but they train a lot of the cops to wait for backup. Some departments, they charge in. A lot of cops do charge in. But in Texas, when you had the tower shooting, citizens just pulled up, got their rifles out, started shooting to pin him down, or he would have probably killed double the police estimated. And then a citizen found an Austin cop, who I've had on the show, he's now a Texas Ranger, retired, and the citizen's dead, I forget his name, my grandpa knew him, and said, let's go. Grabbed his shotgun out of his truck, grabbed the cop, and said, let's go. And they stormed up the tower and took him out. And I'm nothing special, but I guarantee you, if somebody was, say, mass shooting across the street, it wouldn't even, the default is I'd grab an M4, run out the door, and open fire on them. I mean, just guaranteed, instantly, that's my default. That is now a bizarre instinct. I've had the BBC and others here, when they see under my desk an AK-47, you know, semi-auto, or they see an M4, or they see a 357 Magnum, and they go, oh, what is that? I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It's worse than that. Stop the taping. Excuse me. They've been brainwashed, so conditioned with psychological triggers that the sign of a slave with a gun scares them to the point of almost collapsing. And it's the same thing you see over and over again. I told the story of my dad's college friend, who I've been on probably, let's not exaggerate, 15 camping and fishing trips and beach trips with him in my life or more. I was in college. My dad had a gun safe in his closet. I didn't keep my really nice guns in my apartment because they could get stolen. I was getting some guns to go to the shooting range and then hunting later. And I was just walking out of their bedroom past the living room with a rifle and a handgun. The handgun was in a case, memory serves, and he just went, oh, and had his hands back, David, and my dad and my mom, like, what's wrong, they're in there drinking coffee. A gun, and they said, it's okay. He goes, just get it out. The aversion to seeing a fellow slave armed, but if he sees a cop armed, he feels fine. And I've experienced this, but see, here's the Interpol chief saying, arm people all over the world like this, and it will stop the mass shootings. Of course it will. We're going to trust pilots with how much does a 747 or a 7, how much does a 7.7 weigh? How many tons is it? Is it a 50-ton torpedo? 100-ton? 300-ton? Tell me how much a 777 weighs. You're going to trust them with this giant torpedo that flies 580 miles an hour. They can actually go over 600, close to speed of sound, but they don't do that because of the gas it uses. In fact, some of those big jets I'm told can actually break the sound barrier. The point is that you got a missile that goes 600 miles an hour. You can fly it into buildings. You can kill tens of thousands with it. But we're not going to trust the pilots with a gun. See, the world's not perfect. So they harden the doors so a guy on Prozac, a man on Prozac, can be depressed and want to show up his girlfriend and fly it into the ground. And then the answer is have everything remote controlled. Oh, what happens when a crazy person in the government who controls that comm center flies all the planes into the ground? See, the more you try to restrict people, you only restrict good people so bad people can act. The cockpits now hardened allow this to happen. So you close one door, it opens another door. How many tons is a 777 weigh, guys? Not even loaded with fuel?
We didn't find it. We're still looking.
Just search the term. How much does a 777 weigh?
Yeah, that's what I did, but we're not having any luck with the results.
Okay. Well, I was on...
According to Boeing, the maximum takeoff weight is 660,000 pounds, I believe.
660,000 pounds?
That can't be. That's too many tons.
Well, we're going to find out. The point is planes are big. I'll look it up. You guys are great, but let me just see if I can find it.
Oh, there it is. It says 660,000 pounds.
So how many tons is that? 660,000 pounds.
330 tons.
330 tons. Yeah, I was on a American Airlines flight, and that's what they said. They talked about when you're on our 777s, you're flying through the air. And I was on a 777. It was just an ad in a 300-ton aircraft. And I wanted to I almost said 300-ton, but it sounded so big, I didn't believe it. 300-ton-plus missile that goes 600 miles per hour. And we're going to keep pilots from having guns. We're going to keep citizens from having guns so the bad guys can get the guns, so the bad guys can take action. What do they claim the top speed? It'll depend on the engines in a 777. But I know I was on one flying to England one time on a Continental out of Houston, and it was kilometers. But it said, when I woke up in the middle of the night, it said like 780 kilometers an hour. I guess that's 600 and something. I don't know. What's his top speed?
Looks like 945. I think that's 945 kilometers.
945 kilometers. And then if you reduce that down into miles, what is that? The point is, they're faster than 600 miles an hour. So you got a 600. See, I'm obsessing on factoids. Sorry. 600 mile an hour, 300 plus ton weapon. And now they're saying, have them all remote control, can't trust humans. See, one human does something bad, now all of us have to lose our freedoms. Every pilot is now a criminal. Even though statistically, everyone knows that jet pilots have one of the highest levels of competency, one of the highest levels of low crime rate. But one does something bad, now we've got to change everything. All right, I'm perseverating. That's how my brain works. I see an article about the latest Kenya mass murder with a bunch of disarmed victim Christians with the military and the police cowering outside while they get shot at instead of storming in and taking those people out. I'll guarantee you if this was 1960 Texas, those gunmen would have been dead in minutes. People would have poured out of their cars. They'd have kicked those doors down before the cops ever got there. And Texas has proven it. That's what Texas does. Now, I'm not saying Texas has done that now. Texas had its huevos chopped off, you know, a long time ago and mailed into Obama. But at the same time, still, Texas has fallen. But it's like Helter Skelter's song. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I mean, you go to California, man, it's jellyfish world. I'm not saying everybody in California, but you know what I'm getting at. Now, let's shift gears into something even more important. Warren Buffett. Artificial intelligence, we'll play this clip in a moment, will decide whether humans live or die. Infowars.com. Now, of course, when I read this article, what did I think about? Well, I thought about the fact that he's the co-owner of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that fences about $50 million a year of profits through it, so it's tax-free. I thought about the fact that he's a sickening, evil person whose Wells Fargo and Wachovia banks have been caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars in drug money and he got in no trouble. I think about what an organized gangster crime lord he is and how he's the biggest recipient of the last three banker bailouts. Just look it up. It's McClatchy newspaper, AP Reuters. Just the headline. Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of bailout. Himself. But he gets up on ABC News this week, almost every week. They have pieces going, we need to raise taxes on the rich. I don't pay taxes. That's wrong. I'm Warren Buffett. I want to give you my money. My secretary makes more than I. He doesn't tell you he helped write the laws. Helped write the laws to exempt the billionaires and people like him. See, the regulators don't come after him when he doesn't pay taxes. He's allowed to take tax breaks. You're making $200,000, $300,000 a year. You try to take tax breaks that are on the books. No CPA will give them to you because they've been held liable. You have to go to a tax lawyer and then have them certify it, and then the IRS still comes after you. Let's say you make $1 million a year. You got 100 employees. Over the years, you want to put away a couple hundred thousand dollars a year offshore because you don't trust this government. They call that illegal, even though it's not. So, see, I see an article about Warren Buffett. I think about him shutting down the Keystone Pipeline so he can transship it with George Soros to China via railways he owns in Canada. I think about all his sabotage, all he's done. And then he's like, everything's going to be fair under Obamacare because computers that are already commanding the doctors will tell you everything to do, and it'll decide whether you live or die. Well, who programs the computers? See, that's the whole zeitgeist movement that the New York Times promotes. A computer will decide where you work, where you live, and what you do, and we'll all live in big communal buildings. That sounds like prison, doesn't it? It is. But it's, see, if you say it with long hair, you talk real soft and condescending and lisping and fake intellectual, and then, Alex, if you don't agree, you'll be sent to a re-education camp. And then later, the guy, Peter Joseph, comes back and says, I'll come on your show if you apologize for saying I said you'd be re-educated. And I went back and watched the interview, and he said, you'll be sent for re-education. And he went on the phone. He goes, I never said that. We know the truth. Yes, 2 + 2 equals whatever you say, because you talk with a condescending voice. Come here. I count Dracula to Von Helsing. Come here. I did not say that. Come here. You have a strong will for one who's only lived one life. I mean, you think that stuff really works on me? Like your Jabba the Hutt? Ho, 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 teeny Jedi. Think so? You think all your games work on me? It doesn't work on me. And once the human spirit ignites, it doesn't work on anybody. I'm not here doing anything but opening the blinds to wake people up. And you don't like the light, do you? Pull those blinds up. I like sun. I love it. And red-blooded humans, I don't care what color they are, will never be your slaves. Now, the explosion when I read this article. This is how my brain works. I have hundreds of articles. Only cover 2 or 3. Not because I don't have more news. I've got hundreds of articles. Tons of video clips. Special reports. But I'm just showing you how the world really works here. I read this article. My brain explodes. I watch the clip. And then, what's the little creme de la creme? What do I instantly think in the explosion? 2 weeks ago, Joe Biggs' report that was hidden in plain view in the Associated Press, going, don't worry, it's no big deal that they have no treat list for hundreds of thousands of veterans for operable things, and they just let them die. It's okay. There was no bad intent. A human didn't decide. It's an IBM computer named Watson. They just announced, like, don't worry, we have giant death camps. We call them VAs, literally. But don't worry, it wasn't people on the bioethics boards because they won't sign off on it. They just get orders from a central computer called Watson, made by IBM. Do you know what they called one of the main versions of the Hollerith IBM Thomas Watson-owned computer that was first designed for race mixing studies? There's New York Times bestselling books on it. It was called the Watson. The actual progeny of the death camp, slave camp, forced labor camp computers that people had tattoos on their arms to be entered into decides who to kill. And I told you, the VA is the model for Obamacare. And we got Bill Gates going out and going, we do have death panels. Get rid of one teacher, hire. I mean, get one an old lady and hire 10 teachers. Everyone's being taught. People die, then you get resources. Not build civilizations of the stars, then we empower humanity. No, we have predatory economy. We feed on humans. We dumb them down. We control them. Then some of you that go along with us, you might get to survive. Everyone sits there in the audience going, kill, kill, kill. Then I get hired. Talking to college students who want jobs, can't get them. You know how you get money? You kill your parents, Bill Gates basically said. While they roll out I've got a stack of news about their social engineering today. His father, black op intelligence in the Army, the former head of Planned Parenthood, setting up a front company for IBM. Look it up. It's very deep intel, but the pieces are all there. Microsoft is an antitrust breakoff of an old strategy to get around antitrust laws that were being partially enforced in the 60s and 70s. It is a wholly owned, it's basically the Nazi submerged government. It's Hydra. And that's what intelligence called the underground Nazi movement was Hydra. That isn't in Captain America. That's Captain America imitating reality. And again, Hydra, one head was the Nazis. Hydra's body is not Nazi. Hydra's body is in London. Hydra's body is in D.C. Hydra's body is in the Dutch royal family. Hydra's body is in the Rothschild Palace. That's the organs of Hydra. Hail Hydra! And now the Watson machine is busting caps in our veterans. Is that the number one threat? The computer's there dealing out the death all day? They just deny them care and ship them out. We got to take care of the troops ourselves. We got to take them in. We got to give them jobs. We got to love them. And we got to tell them you're not mentally ill. Doesn't matter if you're part of an evil operation. We're going to raise you up to fight for the Republic now. And we're going to defeat the globalists with a human spirit. Nothing can stop it. Release the human spirit. Pray to Christ now that the spirit be risen against the enemy.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Out your window I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. boss and your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said.
That's what I'm saying to Obama and the globalists.
You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along.
Lay there in your parasite bed. Keep your mouth shut till I'm gone.
Don't give me that old familiar crying.
You're racist. Do what I say.
Understand.
Tired of your bad mouthing.
I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you man.
Understand. Best part's right here. Old Johnny Cash bringing us in. Old Warren Buffett, nice old man. Likes to give the kids candy. He wouldn't harm a fly, would he? That little sweetheart, that little kingpin. Artificial intelligence will decide whether humans live or die. And notice he talks to the children like they're children. He says it will be the computer that makes the decision in a nanosecond who lives or who dies, because it's already been going on. And now under centralization, everything basically goes through the central system, and more the decisions are made by the computers. And he's just a nice old man at the auto show. Friendly guy there talking to you, helping out. Oh, he's so sweet. You ever heard of camouflage? DARPA's coming out with a new drone sub that can sit on the ocean floor for years and then blast off, take off, and there comes an aircraft loaded with cruise missiles. And it's nice old men like him that run it. If we get rid of grandma, we can hire 10 teachers. Don't worry, with the bioethics boards, you won't have to kill people. The computer will decide, which is programmed by our friends. Our friends. And when I said take the troops in, the globals like to lead the movements claiming they're for the troops so they can control and skim off the money and the rest of it. There's some good groups out there. You don't see these big veteran groups standing up against troops being named as terrorists by the government or the number one threat or on death panels. No. They just give us money and we'll take care of wounded troops. Because, yeah, the VA won't do it, but it's got to go further. You got to organize to fix it. But see, that won't happen. Don't ever ask why breast cancer is up 3,000%. Just try to find a cure. Find out why it's happening. If everybody's dying in the town from poison in the water, don't try to find a cure to the poison. Get the poison out. Let's go to Warren Buffett's clip. Here it is.
There's some interesting questions. I mean, let's just say you've got a self-driving car and you're going down the street and a three-year-old kid runs out in front of the car and there's another car coming the other direction with four people in it, and the computer's going to make the decision as to whether to hit the kid or hit the other car. You know, I'm not sure who gets sued under those circumstances. You're going to kill somebody. And it will be the computer that makes the decision in a nanosecond. And it'll be interesting to know who programs that computer and what their thoughts are about the values of human lives and things.
All right, let's stop right there. See, and I see an article like this, and I think about the machines they're using to already do it. So I want Paul Watson to add to this an Alex Jones comment about the Bill Gates clip about death panels, and then our articles and others about the death panels for the troops, so people see in context the machines are already making those decisions. And if Joe Biggs wants to do a report for the Nightly News tonight on this, to follow up on his previous report, that'd be important. So there you go. The headline, computers already deciding who lives and dies. And then who programs the computers. And then explain the big picture. By the way, free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The No Fooling Special goes until Friday. Thanks for your support.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645. The